This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. If you dash into a store today for a few Thanksgiving ingredients, take a look at the cans of pumpkin. I'm willing to bet you'll see the red and white logo of Libby's. Libby's is now owned by Nestle, but it dominates the canned pumpkin market. And before those cans got to the grocery store, before the pumpkins got into the cans, they were grown by a farmer, like Phil Frederick. He's in Green Valley, Illinois. Hi, welcome to Marketplace.
Thank you very much.
So I have in my mind, of course, kind of a Halloween pumpkin, but that's not really the kind of pumpkin you grow, is it?
No, I get confused very often when you say you're a pumpkin grower. That's usually the first misconception of a pumpkin farmer is that it's the jack-o'-lantern style and not the consuming style.
So what does your pumpkin look like?
It looks a lot like a regular jack-o'-lantern, except for the color. It's not near as orange as one of the decorative pumpkins. It's just more of kind of like a light tan. But they've kind of bred these pumpkins so, you know, you get more actual fiber out of them than you would in a pumpkin that you would carve up.
How did you end up growing pumpkins for Libby's, the company that makes those canned pumpkins that a lot of people buy at Thanksgiving?
Basically because we're pretty close to them. They were already in the area when I graduated from high school, and we just were able to get a contract with them, and it's just led to, you know, a little bit more all the time.
So how does it all work? They're owned by Nestle, and I gather you get the seeds from Nestle, yes?
Yes, they bring us the seed. We basically do everything else like we do it in any other crop. We plant it, we cultivate it, we water it. We try to take care of the weeds and so forth. But they do harvest it because it does take special equipment to harvest that. So they come in and they actually put the pumpkins in rows is what they do, and then they run a machine there and pick them up and throw them in a wagon that then goes and dumps them into a semi in the field.
Is it fair to say that people who eat a pumpkin pie at Thanksgiving, they've eaten your pumpkins?
Yeah, there's probably a good chance they've had it along the line because we have grown quite a few over the years. Of course, there are quite a few acres, so it could come from neighboring farms around, but yeah, there is definitely that possibility that has happened.
You've done this for a while. Do you like what you do?
Most of the time. Probably like anybody. Probably like anybody. There's always good days and bad days, but I don't know what else I would do. I mean, you just kind of take the bad with the good and you work through it like you would in anything.
Phil Frederick is a pumpkin farmer. He's been doing it for 35 years. Thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you.